Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. We come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. They understand that it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage. That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Coming up this hour on the show, my tasty top five college football games of the weekend. Also, a Target Demo Friday, which means let us know how you're listening, where you're listening, and whether bears have long tails. We'll read through those coming up here in about 40 minutes from now. And we take a look back at last night as Mraz was right on with his Yankees and Astros predictions. We will give you our Game 4 ALCS montage set to one of the more wonderful American patriotic songs, Yankee Doodle Dandy. In this case, Piggy Doodle Dandy. But we begin with Patrick Mahomes because this is a monster injury, monster story for NFL fans, certainly Chiefs fans, but NFL fans as well. Mahomes is the most exciting quarterback in football, probably the most exciting player in football. And I have compared him to Dan Marino. And that is normally a wonderful comparison and a huge compliment. Except there's a part of me that worries that it really is going to be Dan Marino. And what I mean by that is Marino burst upon the scene in 1983. And the Dolphins realized, holy crap, we got a steal. I mean, we thought he was good. We had no idea he was going to be this good. He did not start from day one. In 1984, Dan Marino's first full season, he rewrote all types of passing records. 1984 is perhaps the greatest passing season ever. I think it is because at that time, nobody had ever done what Marino did. What Manning was able to do in 2013 was not, to me, akin to what Marino did in 84, because for Dan Marino to throw for 5,000 yards and 48 touchdowns in 1984 was the equivalent of today somebody throwing for 7,000 yards and 70 touchdowns. It was that out of orbit. They go to an AFC championship game and then a Super Bowl in his first full season starting. Sound familiar? 1985, the Dolphins are once again rolling. Marino's great. Marino finds himself an AFC title game. They lose to the Patriots. And Dan Marino really never has another great shot at a Super Bowl. He's back in the AFC title game one more time, all the way in 1993. But there are lost years in the middle. And he begins dealing with injuries. His knees, his Achilles, his legs limit him into the 90s. And he never wins that Super Bowl. Only plays in one. And I hope, beyond hope, that is not the story of Patrick Mahomes. There is so much of his career left. And Andy Reid today is probably a better coach than Don Shula was at the end. So I have a lot of faith and a lot of hope and a lot of optimism that we get to see Mahomes in huge games. But, you know, last year when they lost in the AFC title game on, again, one of the most dispiriting, disheartening losses to watch the Patriots get the break there. All of the breaks. D Ford lines up offsides. Somehow, some way, the Patriots win the coin toss. We play in an NFL where Mahomes never even has to touch the football. Had the Patriots lost the coin toss, the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl and perhaps winning the Super Bowl, but that's not the way that it happened. It is so dispiriting, disheartening that the break once again went the Patriots' way when it's gluttony there. It is soulless death march to Super Bowls that kills us all, and yet they caught the break. And here is the Chiefs, who have never been to one in 50 years, a fan base that has been heartbroken time and time again. So happens they lose the coin toss, and the best player in football doesn't get to touch the football. Is that fair? Of course not, but it is. And so today we sit here with Mahomes injured and not knowing if he's going to be able to play the rest of the season. If he has surgery, this MRI, if it says he has ligament damage, he'll have to have surgery, and that'll take him out for the rest of the year. If there is no ligament damage, Dr. Chow just told us that maybe he could rest it for 3 or 4 weeks and be able to play on to the rest of the way. He would be risking re-injuring that, and that could be permanent type of injury, have lasting effects, but he would be able to play on it and then would probably have to have surgery after the season anyway, which could keep him out 6 to 9 months. None of this is good news. None of it. And it's on a stupid quarterback sneak. It's not Von Miller diving into his knee. It's not somebody slamming him to the turf. It is not him planting and his knee going the wrong way. It is just a freak quarterback sneak, which Tom Brady runs how many times a day at 42 years old? I don't blame Andy Reid. Dr. Chow just said it has no connection to the high ankle sprain. And I got to believe him. But it once again opens up a door to the Patriots, and there's just no way around it. It opens up a massive door. Now, I think that door was open anyway because the Chiefs were not playing like the Chiefs of last year. Their defense was questionable. The running game was questionable. And even had Mahomes not re-injured or injured his knee, he still had that high ankle sprain he was dealing with. They didn't look the same as last year. Good news, defense looked really good last night. But no Mahomes, obviously, we know what that means. Does an injury like this hand the Super Bowl to the Patriots yet again for year number 20? I actually don't think so. I actually don't think so, because one thing that has kind of gone underreported is that the Patriots haven't been as good as their record indicates. Their defense has been very good, but they've also played a series of chump quarterbacks and offenses. I mean, you line up against the Dolphins, Washington, the Jets without Sam Darnold, and the Giants, who had a million guys injured, well, your defense is going to look really good. And it's a Patriots offense that doesn't have a lot of weapons for Tom Brady. They're bringing back Ben Watson. I mean, the corpse of Ben Watson's coming back to play tight end. They have injuries on the offensive line, and Brady has not looked great at times. And I know that it sounds like I'm the boy who cried wolf because I say this a lot, but look, he is 42 years old, and he has not looked great. I mean, look at what he looked like against the Bills this year. That was a pretty ugly Tom Brady game. So I'm not here to just write in the Patriots of the Super Bowl, because I actually don't think they're nearly as dominant as the 6-0 record indicates and their point differential indicates. They played awful, god-awful, terrible football teams, which, again, is the break that somehow the gods give the Patriots, but such is life. The Ravens, the Bills, the Texans, and the Colts are all some type of combination of teams that I could see going to Gillette and winning. Now, I think the Patriots end up having the one seed. They end up at 14-2 or better, probably. But you can't tell me that this Patriots team is going to crip walk, if you will, right into the Super Bowl. Because while the other teams might not have the spotless record, and who knows about the Chiefs' injury with Mahomes, I don't think there's that dramatic of a drop-off between the Patriots and how good the Bills defense is, how dynamic Lamar Jackson is in Baltimore, how great Deshaun Watson is in Houston, how complete Indianapolis is, and of course the Chiefs with whatever they have in Patrick Mahomes, if they have Mahomes, still has Patrick Mahomes. And one day the luck will run out for the Pats and everything will open up for some other franchise and some other fan base. And that point in time, we will all dance. We will all happy, 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 joy, joy dance. And at that point in time, life will be better in the NFL. But we'll see when that ends up happening. And one day, it won't be every break goes the Patriots' way. But until that day, we soldier on. Now, last week, Mraz was graded out as an A-plus for his football food of the week. Football food of the week was an A-plus. And so Pete the Body Bilotti, I think, to follow that up, maybe we can play some music for Mraz, some football music, perhaps the CBS football music or whatever you have here, because I do want to give Mraz the full platform here. He earned this. Last week, Coca-Cola ribs, a slab of pork ribs in the crock pot. He put a can of Coke in there, garlic powder, let him cook, and Moose was happy, Mraz was happy, everybody was happy. So now, you know, it was a program-defining win. What do you have to follow that up with?
Cheez-It chicken fingers.
Cheez-It chicken fingers.
So I'm going back to another commercial product like I did a week ago with Coke, this time with the Cheez-It made by Nabisco.
But it's an offense that's working for you.
Correct. So here's the bit. Who doesn't like chicken fingers in America, right? Unless you're a vegan or a vegetarian, then maybe you do a tofu finger. But we all love chicken fingers, yeah, right?
Now, chicken nuggets for dinner is for toddlers, but chicken tenders for a football snack, very nice.
By the way, tender finger, whatever name you want to give for it, it's a longer piece, okay? Mm-hmm. So you can do a couple things here. You can either buy chicken breast and chop them in finger or tender form, or they sell the chicken tenderloins like they would at any of your butchers or supermarkets. Now, this is as simple as pie, boys and girls, men and ladies, everybody out there listening.
Uh-huh.
If you're a tree, you can make this. Mm. Instead of breading up your chicken cutlet or your chicken tender in your normal breadcrumb or your flour or panko crumb seasoning, it's simple. Get the same egg wash, you dip your chicken strips or chicken breasts in there, and you're going to take a bag or a box of Cheez-Its, throw them in like a freezer bag, and you're going to smash the heck out of that with a hammer, with a pie roller, with a dough roller, and get it all crunched up. Your breadcrumb now is your Cheez-It. Your Cheez-It is now your breadcrumb.
Oh.
So the egg will, the egg moisture will allow you to roll it in the Cheez-It. It'll stick to the chicken. Then you choose your cooking of your choice. I have an air fryer. I might go with that. Some people like just pan frying with a little oil. Some people might have a deep fryer. Some people may like baking. However you prefer your chicken cutlet, I would recommend going the same way for your Cheez-It chicken tender or Cheez-It chicken finger. And you do that, you'll get a nice crispy chicken, juicy breast, juicy piece of meat. But guess what? Instead of that Italian seasoning coating that we all love, you're getting a cheesy, crunchy coating on top of it. Cheez-It chicken finger, a little twist on American classic for you to stuff your face with.
And what do we dip it in? What's our dipping sauce?
So it's crazy. I've gone back and forth with this. The one time I made this, I actually sampled a couple different ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you asked, Damon. I'm shocker here for you. I actually prefer this without dip. But if I had to pick one, I do, because I think that I think if you dip it too much in a ketchup and a soggy honey mustard, if you will, I think it'll take away from the point of the taste. It'll start just tasting like a normal chicken finger. However, if I had to pick one that blends with the Cheez-It, it actually would be a little ranch. A little ranch gives you a little bit of that other bite to it while still tasting the cheese. But again, I don't want anybody suing me if you don't like your dipping sauce choice, because personally, I will eat them without dip.
I feel like Cheez-Its and ketchup aren't a great combination. I feel like maybe barbecue sauce could be a good combination.
Yeah, I tried that. Again, I went around the horn last time I made these about a year ago, and it was okay. The whole point of this is you don't want it to taste just like a chicken finger. You want that Cheez-It taste. So the ranch kind of gives it a weird coolie vibe to the Cheez-It.
Coolie.
I don't know how to describe it, but it blends the best. Some of the other dipping sauces overpower and take away from the Cheez-It taste.
A honey mustard, maybe a Hawaiian.
I haven't tried a Hawaiian. I'm a fan of their work. Obviously, a Chick-fil-A. I like a Polynesian sauce, yeah. A little something similar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would be cool with that. But again, just buyer beware when it comes to dipping sauces. It might take away from what you're looking for taste and texture-wise.
Mraz is up the gut picks in his Football Food of the Week recipe, available online. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com. Every single week, he has them there. CBSSportsRadio.com. Click on Columnist because, yes, Mraz continues to add titles to his professional resume here at CBS Sports Radio.
Siskel and Ebert can judge that.
Defying all odds. He is a columnist for CBSSportsRadio.com. When we come back, my tasty top five college football game for the weekend, and it was a very piggy night in the Bronx. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
DA, first of all, let me just say, you're my absolute favorite show. I listen to them all, but you're the absolute best, my friend.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
22 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4227. Brought to you by GEICO. Everyone, quick way, you could save money switching to GEICO. Homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance, too. Get it all. Geico.com. We'll see you for Sunday morning football coming up on Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern time. We'll react to the college football weekend and preview the NFL Sunday. Also, a little reminder that my new episode of Nomad is out, debut of season number 4, my travel series on YouTube. And it was my trip to Clemson. And what a cool weekend it was. What a cool day it was at Clemson's Death Valley, a demolition of Florida State. People were amazingly nice. Food was good. Beer was cold. Weather was wonderful, great atmosphere, watching the Tiger walk and touching Howard's Rock and running down the hill. It was all really, really cool. So that episode's been one of the most watched episodes in its first 72 hours of any episode. So clearly, you know, it seems like it's getting some good traction, which is awesome. So I appreciate everybody that has watched it and tweeted at me for it and shared it on their social media channels. Really cool. So you can check that out on Nomad. I've also posted that on Twitter and on our Facebook page. You know, before I get to the tasty top five, I feel like a loyal D-alien like Hurricane Jen deserves her moment here on a Target Demo Friday. Jen, good morning.
Good morning, honey.
How are you? How are we doing?
Oh, my God. I missed you so much. Oh my God.
I missed you.
I've been trying to call you for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah, and they keep dropping me. Oh, my God. I have so much to talk about. I've had so much to trash. Oh.
Are those the sounds of the farmyard behind you?
No. I love you, D.A. I love you so much.
I love
don't
you.
Don't you understand? No, oh my gosh!
I love you too. I really love you too, Jen.
But I have to, you know, I want to trust so much, but I'm not going to trash my Jets, New York Jets, because we got our quarterback.
Nice.
So. That's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
And I want to trash Toby Keith.
Oh, wow. For what?
Because he didn't send me anything today.
Toby Keith has not sent you anything personally?
No, it's not a personal thing. He's married. He loves his wife and everything. No, but I promote Toby Keith, and this is where I'm going right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm talking about fake accounts.
Oh boy.
On social media, internet, everything, fake accounts. There's too many, and... You know, I am Team Toby Keith, and I will smash every damn fake account. You know, I mean, I will.
Oh, my. Well, it sounds like you should tend to the barnyard. They're getting a little antsy, it sounds like.
Honey, I love you so much.
I love you, too.
You know, my farm is not in Nuwamish, it's in Evil Park.
All right, well, Hurricane Jen, that was enlightening as always. Thanks so much for joining us. What a wonderful way to head out of the weekend. Hurricane Jen feeding the barnyard animals and awaiting Toby Keith's new album.
Why was there a cat on that farm?
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right, let's get to your tasty top five.
Every week, D.A. gives you his most appetizing college football games.
Mm-hmm. This is a tasty burger.
It's the tasty top five.
All right, your number five tastiest match of the college football weekend is tomorrow noon, ESPN. Number 9, Florida traveling to South Carolina. This is interesting because Florida can't afford another loss. Georgia, Florida, world's largest outdoor cocktail party going to be going on. And winner of that had the inside track of going to the SEC title game. But right now, the Gators don't even have a conference loss. So this is huge. They got to stay that way. Of course, they both have one loss, and Florida ends up knocking off Georgia in the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. Then they would end up going to the SEC title game. But let's see, because South Carolina pulled off the upset, the big one of Georgia last week. Could they do it 2 weeks in a row? I doubt it. I think the Gators will come back after that loss against LSU and play well in this game. However, interesting to note, if Will Muschamp pulls off the double dip and double upset at home of both Georgia and Florida, that totally changes what we think about Muschamp and that Gamecocks program at this point in his tenure.
Number 4.
Number 2, LSU traveling to Stark Vegas. This is your 3:30 kick on CBS for the SEC on CBS. And you know it's kind of a light weekend in the SEC when Mississippi State's unranked and hosting the 3:30 game with Nessler and Danielson. But that's how interesting LSU is right now. And LSU, again, can't afford to stub their toe. They're looking at Alabama coming up in a couple of weeks. And, of course, they still have Auburn on the rocks as well. So LSU needs to make sure it takes care of business, and weird things happen in Starkville. So will this be a close game? I don't think so. There's a lot of question marks about whether the Bulldogs can get out of their own way anyway. But let's see. Right now, Mississippi State, at least getting this one at home, gives them a chance. Cowbells will be out, but LSU is one of the most dynamic teams in all of college football. So waiting and watching what they have on the table, that's the most interesting part right now of this matchup.
Number 3.
Are these the two best teams in the Pac-12? This game is going to be played on the Pac-12 networks at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Number 17, Arizona State at number 13, Utah. Now, Oregon has an argument for the best team in the Pac-12, and we'll get to the Ducks coming up here momentarily, but this one is a 13.5-point line in favor of Utah, this one being played in Salt Lake City. Arizona State wins ugly. They like to win ugly. That's what they do. And they're giant killers. This is what Herm Edwards has become at Arizona State. Now, this is interesting. The ESPN indicator, percentage win indicator, says 85% chance of Utah pulling this off. And Utah just might be the best team in the Pac-12. But this is the deciding game, more than likely, of the Pac-12 South in a spot of the Pac-12 championship game. So I don't ever take anything lightly now that the Sun Devils do, because they've proven they can beat good teams on the road and pull out the big upset. So beware the Utah Utes.
Number 2.
This one also in the Pac-12. Number 12, Oregon, traveling to Seattle to take on number 25, Washington. The Huskies have had a disappointing this season thus far. They're only 2-2 in the conference, but they're ranked number 25. The Ducks are right now atop the Pac-12 North. Again, this is the type of game that has stubbed the toe for the Ducks in the past. And going to Washington, never an easy place to play, especially within their division. So this one should be very interesting. 3:30 on ABC. Two really good Pac-12 games this week. And I rarely, if ever, put two Pac-12 games in the Tasty Top 5 because it's rarely, if ever, that interesting. But these two are number 12, Oregon, and number 25, Washington, is your number two.
Number one.
In the Big Ten, the best game of the weekend. Number 16, Michigan, traveling to Happy Valley to take on Penn State. The Nittany Lions are ranked number 7 in the country, and their defense is giving up just 8 points per game. We know the problems of the Wolverines' offense. We know the problems of Shea Patterson. We know the problems of Harbaugh against good teams. This is on the road against a top 10 team, against a stingy defense coming off a good win at Iowa. 7:30 p.m. Eastern time on ABC in prime time. Does Michigan ever rise up to the challenge and actually defeat a ranked opponent, specifically on the road? I doubt it, but if they can't do it, it's another ding in the reputation of Harbaugh.
I'm tasty.
That's your Tasty Top 5. And that's how we do the Tasty Top 5. Now, last night in the Bronx, just another night that the Yankees bats would rather forget, and Yankee fans would rather forget as well. But there was one Yankee fan that yesterday on the show was talking a big game.
That somehow Zach Greinke is going to outduel one of the greatest postseason pitchers of all time in his building tonight.
Now the pitch, and that ball's driven to left field. Back on it, Garter. He's on the warning track. There it goes, George Springer. A three-run shot gives the Astros the lead. It's 3-1.
Greinke's going to get bombed tonight. Tanaka's probably going to throw seven-inning gem.
Here's the pitch, and it is inside. No, strike three. Encarnacion argues with the home plate umpire, Bellino. Can't believe it.
And he got quick pitch, too.
As Chirinos had that pop out of his glove, but it's a called third strike. Four strikeouts now for Greinke, and it's a 1-2-3 for the first time by either pitcher.
Essentially, A.J. Hinch's decision now to go Greinke and Verlander ended the series for all intents and purposes. Very much on the table at the Yankees on six now because of the way this lined up. It's just bad managing. It's bad understanding.
Here's the 0-1. And that's hit pretty well and pretty deep to left. Gardner is going back, looking up. See you later! A three-run home run for Carlos Correa. And the Astros go up 6-1. Correa with his second home run of the series.
You guys can laugh and roll your eyes if you want. That's just dem facts when it comes to Masahiro Tanaka. Uh-huh. Series over. See you, Washington. The Astros need to find a way to win this game tonight. They won't.
And Torres lifts this one. Shallow right field, long run for Springer. Slowing down by the line, makes the catch in fair territory. And that is the ball game.
Very much on the table at the Yankees on six now because of the way this lined up. It's just bad managing. It's bad understanding.
The Houston Astros defeat the New York Yankees 8-3. They go up 3-1 in the ALCS.
Oh, poor Piggy Doodle Dandy. Guaranteed a Yankees victory last night. It ends up getting shut down yet again. Such is life, huh? For the pigs on the farm.
Just one more thing before we go to the update. How many games does it take to win this series?
Four.
Okay. How many wins do the Astros have?
Three.
So not four.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Just checking.
Quick math here. How many do the Yankees have?
One. We don't have four either. It's the first of four. Oh. They're not there yet. We're not there yet. Oh. Series on.
Well, great analysis there. Really good insight.
They better win tonight, or yeah, it's good night delights for Houston this weekend.
Oh, really?
As every hour passes, I couldn't be more confident. Yeah. This is our 0-4 Red Sox moment.
Oh, wow.
We had to sit through that. I'm owed this one.
Oh, you're owed it. Yeah, you're owed it. Well, it should be fun tonight. When we come back, we've got your Target Demo Friday. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Let's cool tonight. Share the spice of life. Bye.
Fix. Little Drippy 24-7. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And time for our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service. At O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. John's in Salt Lake and asks, DA, do you think the Nationals have a chance now? Watch this ALCS. I could see either one of these teams losing games to the Nats in the World Series. I still think winner of this series wins the World Series. I still think that even if the Yankees come back from down 3-1, that the Yankees would end up winning the World Series over the Nationals. I certainly think that the Astros are a better team than the Nationals. But I will absolutely admit that the Nats can't be taken lightly. It's not like the Nats can't get a game or two, because what we've seen is that for the Nats, they're playing with house money. They're on incredible momentum. That's a dangerous and powerful drug. And they've got two ace arms at the top of the rotation that's going to be completely rested for a full week. Forget 3 days rest, 4 days rest. Scherzer and Strasburg are going to be rested for 7 days. Possibly. Certainly 5 or 6. So at that point, you have to give them a chance of those first two games, whether it's in Houston or in New York. Scherzer, Strasburg, if you split in Houston or New York, then you go back home for 3 games at 1-1. Now, again, ultimately, I think the Astros or the Yankees, looking more and more likely like it's the Astros, will win the whole thing. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the Nationals don't deserve respect, can't get a couple of games, can't make it a series. No, I think they can. I think they can. I think the Nationals deserve that much respect for how they played in September and now October. And those two nasty arms at the top, I don't like their bullpen at all. I still, even if it's been better in October, I still don't like it. But, you know, there's something about a team that gets energized because they get phenomenal starting pitching. Let's get to your Target Demo Friday.
It's a 3-hour black hole block party. Here's what our listeners are doing as they connect to the mothership.
Alex is listening on Sirius XM, channel 206, driving around L.A. Can't wait to grill some bacon cheddar stuffed burgers later on and see the death of those poor piggies. I mean, Yankees, as Verlander put the last nail in that piggy coffin tonight. Hashtag, you need to eat like this.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Kaz in Wisco is listening on radio.com here in Wisconsin. Going to go to Oktoberfest party, celebrate my birthday weekend. The goal is about 1,000 beers, so we'll see.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
William tweets, well, Mraz was right about one thing. A.J. Hinch's decision to go with Greinke, then Verlander, for all intents and purposes, did end the series.
Essentially, A.J. Hinch's decision now to go Greinke and Verlander ended the series for all intents and purposes.
Brady's on radio.com in Starkville as I wrap up the work week, getting ready to ring some cowbells, making it hard for that LSU offense. Don't count out the Bulldogs at Davis Wade Stadium. Hashtag Hail State.
What you think about that, D.A.?
Yo, dude, you got to chill.
Jay in the 208. He's on the Time In app. I believe he means the Tune In app. Hooking and booking in Boise. Finally have a weekend off. My daughter turns 8 this weekend. Can Lexi get a shout-out? Absolutely, Lexi. How we doing out there?
All right.
Brian's on the Sirius XM app, finishing up a couple of hours at work at the shop, then off to see the Tool concert in Salt Lake tonight with the wife and watch my Eagles destroy the Cowboys on Sunday night. Hashtag fly, Eagles, fly.
That's very good, Damon.
Evan tweets, God, I love Jen so much. I've missed her. She is so awesome.
She's a bad girl, Damon.
Ed is in Harrisburg, PA on the radio.com app. Bears definitely have long tails. The mascot for Penn State, his tail is huge.
What a grizzly bears.
Yeah, that's a Nittany Lion. As in AZ in Wisco, forget about this weekend, DA. I'm focused on December the 22nd when the Bengals play at the Feminine Sharks in Miami in the Tua Bowl. Here's some advice, Tua. Stay in school. Hashtag Mike Brown is the worst.
You are a machine of death.
Darnold, my boy, tweets, I just heard your open as I listen on Sirius, and I think the Bills, teams of the early 90s, would like to have a word with you about those sports gods.
Oh, okay.
Joe tweets, if the Raiders win the AFC West, is their home playoff game in London?
What you think about that, D.A.?
Jonathan's in Norco, California, radio.com. Bears absolutely do not have long tails, but going to go to a crab fest on Saturday, so can I get a chubbo?
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this. Except the ones in the zoo, they probably, I'm assuming, they cut them off or something.
Oh, my God. Headley's on the CBS Sports app in Alabama, wrapping up a long work week, getting ready for some Auburn Tiger football tomorrow. So with a huge spread of tacos. My wife don't love me no more. That's going to change tomorrow.
Jimmy Johnson said, as long as you making tacos, I love you.
What if you ain't got them tacos?
As soon as you don't make no tacos, I don't love you no more.
Williams in Pittsburgh doing the dishes, listening on Alexa to CBS Sports Radio.
All right.
David's in Boise listening at or watching at watchda.com. And by the way, bears do not have long tails. Hashtag facepalm.
Looks like a bear.
Travis in Houston's on radio.com. Y'all broke me, made me get to Twitter so I can bark back at the pig. Gonna enjoy some nice weather, some Aggie football. My Astros clinching the World Series berth. Play old man Andy. Hashtag Mraz is fat. Hashtag World Series bound. Rob the 321. What up, DA? Can I get a beamer? Radio.com in beautiful Florida for final preparations for the adult pumpkin hunt tonight. Doing what I do best, procrastinating like the Yankees of the ALCS. Hashtag Viking horn.
Series over. See you, Washington.
Trevor in Bomb City's in Amarillo, Texas, listening online. Bears do not have long tails.
All right.
Polar bears have tails, I think.
Freddie is listening and driving the big truck to Charleston, South Carolina, listening on the radio.com app. Honk, honk. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
Oh, okay.
Scotty's listening on radio.com in San Fran. Can't wait to hear DA's one-minute montage on the pork store Saturday night after the Yankees lose again. Hashtag oink, oink.
Very much on the table that it's Yankees on six now because of the way this lined up. It's just bad managing. It's bad understanding.
Can't wait to put together this one-minute montage. That is your Target Demo Friday. Let's get to your epic fail. And, of course, your epic fail is Mraz. Beating his piggy chest.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
You guys can laugh and roll your eyes if you want. That's just them facts when it comes to Masahiro Tanaka.
Here's the 0-1. And that's hit pretty well and pretty deep to left. Gardner is going back, looking up. See you later! A three-run home run for Carlos Correa. And the Astros go up 6-1.
The Astros need to find a way to win this game tonight. They won't.
Oh, that's just good eating. The pig gets chopped down yet again.
$5,000 is a lot of money!
Why do you do this to yourself? Why can't you just tip your cap, give credit to the other team, see what happens so that you don't have piggy egg on your face the next day?
So stupid! The Astros are a nice little ball club, all right? They've clearly gotten some of the breaks here. I mean, the 40-mile-an-hour winds didn't help the Yankees last night. And the Yankees put themselves in a corner. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and act like this isn't a stressful time for me and the rest of the Yankee contingent. But one thing is certain. Don't give the Yankees life tonight. You have Justin Verlander on the mound in regular rest.
Yeah.
You better end it tonight.
Yeah, no, I'm sure the Astros are in a tough spot having Verlander tonight, Gerrit Cole at home, and then a game 7 at home.
Hold your horses.
They're really up against it.
Look, if I was a betting man, I would bet on Verlander tonight. Uh-huh. Okay, that is me being humble. Uh-huh. However, you know, Rick Porkchop tonight? I mean, he's going to beat us? Come on. They better win tonight.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want Gerrit Cole going at home at a game 6. I mean,
Gerrit Cole might lay down because he knows he's a Yankee next year anyway and wants to build a winning culture
right
now.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't want Gerrit Cole.
Oh, that guy's immortal? He's still Gerrit Cole.
Zach Greinke looked immortal against you guys last.
Pig is a snout. You know that. There were 40-mile-an-hour winds, and it was a blow to right field where we hit everything.
What happened to the best postseason pitcher ever in Masahiro Tanaka with those 40-hour winds?
They were on a left field. That was where the Astros were built. The Astros were built for those wind gusts last night. Weather completely affected the Yankees.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Oh, I love the theory that Gerrit Cole might lay down in game 6 because he's going to be a Yankee next year and wants to build a winning culture for the Yankees. How about that twist?
That's a first right there.
Gerrit Cole might be building a winning culture for next year's Yankees, so he'll lay down in game six. Come on.
Get off! Let's go!
On a Target demo Friday on Facebook, Brandon writes, can I get a beam up, DM? Listening through my Echo Dot, radio.com, getting ready for work in Tacoma. Going to watch my Washington Redskins play the Niners this week, and in that little wet, little drippy weather.
Pardon me, my foot. I'm a little wet, a little drippy.
Alex is in Boise on radio.com. Bears have short tails, and Boise State's offense is in better hands with Chase Cord than Hank Bachmeier. That's a bold quote.
Polar bears have tails, I think.
Dimitri tweets, driving, delivering on a beautiful Friday here in the great state of Texas. Let's go Astros. Hashtag silence the swine. Juan, beam me up, DA. Listening from the office in Milwaukee on SiriusXM. Going to get myself some good burgers because you need to eat like this.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Edwards on the radio.com app in Cleveland, driving gas tanker, getting that long money. Fishing Lake Erie in the morning for 2019 Fall Brawl. It's about the money, D.A.
It's about the money. M-O-N-E-Y, D.A.
I will see you for Sunday morning football, 10 a.m. Eastern time right here on CBS Sports Radio, breaking down college football Saturday, previewing the NFL Sunday. That'll be my first thoughts on the MRI that comes back for Patrick Mahomes as well. Also, check out my episode of Nomad for my trip to Clemson from last week. And really fun, really cool. And it's on YouTube right now. Thanks to Sean Mraz, Piggy Doodle Dandy, your executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. Andrew Kaplan, your Wizard of Watch DA. And Greg Caserta on your headlines. I'm DA. Be good and be good to one another. The Mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.